it's your buddy and mine,
Mr. Bobby Bones.
Let's go. Transmitting across America.
This is the Bobby Bones Show.
That's right.
Now, here he is.
Turn it up.
Come on, Bobby.
Hey, good morning. Back in the studio. Let me say aloha.
Aloha. You know,
when you're in Hawaii for a long time, you just pick up the language of the natives, you know?
Yeah.
Thank
you.
Mm-hmm.
Thank you. Thank you. I'm back. I'm back in the studio. Morning, studio.
Morning.
Everybody good? Amy, you good?
Yeah, doing great.
Lunchbox?
Man, I'm doing all right. Doing all right.
It's like water sitting here. Fantastic, dude. Great.
All right. Good. I've been shooting American Idol for the past 3 days, and I've been watching a lot of singers. There are really a couple really special, like, good singers. Like, really good. I don't want to say anything about them, because you'll see when the show comes out. And listen, there are some good ones, there are some really good ones, but there are a couple that are just really, really good. It'll be interesting this season, because I've been with them almost the whole time, to see. And you get, Amy, I get emotionally attached to some of these performers. And they're not all kids. Some of them are like 27, you know?
Oh, yeah. Mm-hmm.
They're everywhere from 16 to 27. So I guess they don't feel like kids once they're 20 to me.
Yeah.
But you get attached, and their stories, man, it's good. But I'm back. I flew all through the night last night, and so if I'm a little loopy today, that's what's up. I did have a bed on the plane, though, like one of those lay-down seats.
That's so crazy nice. To me. I want to be on one of those planes. I've never been on
well,
one.
Well, it's a normal plane, but American Idol put me up in the front, and I was like, I got to get back and work. So they said, okay, we'll put you up in the front where you get a lay-down seat.
Oh, it just
my
lays
D,
all the way down?
Yeah, you push a button, it goes bzzz,
oh.
It lays it down.
Because some of those airlines, you know, they have those little pods where it's like a bed you're sleeping in. I didn't know if you were on, like, Hawaiian
no,
Air.
No, that's what it is.
Oh, it is? Wow.
Yeah, you're on, like, a little pod, and then you hit the button, and your chair goes bzzz. Yeah, oh, yeah. Yeah, yeah. Listen, your buddy over here graduated to American Idol flights. They take care
was
of it.
Was there anybody else sitting up there that you thought was, like, kind of cute, and you'd be like, hey, you want to watch a movie?
It's not like that. Even if you're with someone, the pods aren't connected.
Oh.
So, I don't know.
You've always wanted to meet someone on a flight.
Amy, I would like to meet anyone, period, at this point in my life. I was walking on the beach yesterday, and it was after I'd finished taping, and I'm walking, and I'm listening to, I don't know, R.A.M. Everybody Hurts.
You have your headphones on the beach?
I do, Eddie. I was a loser. Big headphones, too.
Oh, gosh.
And I was walking just thinking, like, one day, I'm gonna get a girlfriend and then a wife, hopefully. I'm gonna be like, hey, let's go do something cool. I have a cool job that they fly me in a pod, and then we get to go to the beach for free. But no, I was just walking around by myself.
Yeah.
I got yelled at for climbing a rock. Their sign said, don't get on the rocks. I'm gonna take a picture for Instagram. I took one step on the rock, and I heard someone yell at me, get off the rocks!
Yeah, you could end up as, like, a bonehead story of the day.
I'm like, I'm an adult man. Don't tell me what to do. But then I was like a cop.
But so you saw the sign.
Yeah, I saw the sign. I did see the sign.
The Bobby Bones Show.
Big three stories.
It's producer Raymundo in weather news. The polar vortex is still here, negative 14 in Chicago today. Watch out. In other news, officials announced the IRS is open and taking those tax returns. Get them in now for a fast refund. And finally, the U.S. Postal Service announced it's not going to deliver mail in some parts of the country today due to extreme cold. So just a heads up if your mail is delayed.
Melinda in Virginia, how are you?
Hi, good. How are you?
I'm good. What's going on?
I was listening to reruns, and I just wanted to follow up if Amy had her earlobe surgery.
Is that an old bit that we did?
Well,
Tell me what said Melinda, because that must have been a long time ago.
I was just saying Amy was going to, her should holes from her piercings, and she just wanted to get surgery.
That's what I was saying. Your piercing holes are too big?
Yes, and I still need to do it. Kids, it just totally got put on the back burner, but it still is something I need to do, and I'm glad you reminded me, because it will be happening this year. Like, I literally can't wear certain earrings because my ears are so messed up.
Because they're too pierced?
Yeah, so, yes, this one right here.
Your right one?
My right one, it's got such a big hole that earrings will go all the way, the back of the earring will fall all the way through with the back on.
Oh, out of the front, it'll fall through.
Yes.
Wow.
And it's just been bad. But ever since the seventh grade, my earring got caught in some girl's hair in the lunch line, and it ripped my ear, and I never got it fixed.
Oh. Raymundo, our audio producer, had been saying on the air that he was going to get earrings.
Mm-hmm.
Raymundo, how's that going? People have been asking for that update.
Yeah, you said that you guys both...
pay for it.
Yep, and then whatever the procedure costs, that's all going to be paid for,
it's
so it's free.
It's piercing your ears. Are you going to do it?
I really want to. Honestly, my parents were in town. And
I will pay for it.
I need my parents to leave town so now I can get the piercings. I won't see them for a year, so it'll be good.
Oh, my gosh.
Okay, like February 1st, we can start with the piercings.
Absolutely.
Okay, February 1st, Raymundo's going to get his ears pierced. Do I get to pick the earrings?
Well, I want them to be stylish and cool.
Okay, we'll talk about that. All right. Okay, all right. Thank you for the call. I appreciate that.
The Bobby Bones Show.
If someone borrowed your body for a week and they got inside of your body, like handed it, right? What quirks would you warn them about? So they were prepared. Like if you're borrowing somebody's car and they were like, hey, listen, at over 60, bad glass shakes, sometimes.
It's a good question. Right.
So someone gets your body.
Yeah.
And they're going to have it for a week, but you have to give them a warning like, oh, you're going to get into it. Here's what's going to happen with it. Amy, go ahead.
First of all, I'm going to need you to get my steps for the day.
Oh, if because you're still tracking body, your steps.
I'm tracking my steps. You better do that. But the more you walk, the more the back is going to hurt. And you're going to have to get used to my husband coming in with his thumb to the lower back. Just where your high-waisted pants kind of meet the back and press right there on the right side. It's the only thing that offers me relief. It's going to have to happen or you're going to be in pain.
All right, anything else? Any other quirks of your body you need to warn people about?
Yes, I'm also on some cough syrup right now that has hydrocodone in it.
Oh, is that?
It makes you feel pretty good.
Wow. Oh, it also spaces you out a bit.
Maybe
that's why.
I do feel not myself.
You have been not yourself.
I don't feel myself.
You have to warn me about
that. Sorry,
this
but I told you I was on it.
During the show.
I told you I was trying to pick it up and the pharmacy wouldn't let me have it because it's a narcotic.
Whoa.
But I have the hardcore cough medicine too. I never take it before a show because I need to be all myself.
Well, I've had to take it because I don't really know that I'm coughing in my sleep, but I am unless I take that medicine and it keeps my husband up all night. Okay, I won't take it tonight.
No, you can take it tonight just before you come
just
in.
Before you come
in. So you have a bad cough and you have a bad back.
Yeah.
Lunchbox, what quirks do you have in your body that if someone's going to borrow your body, you'd warn them about?
Listen, just know that you cannot touch your shoulders. So if you have a collared shirt and you need help, like you got to get someone to help you do the collar on your shirt. And if you have a tie, you're not going to be able to put the tie on unless you find someone at a gas station, your neighbor, something like that. And when you take your shoes off and you look at your toes, they're going to be pointing all different directions. Don't worry. They still work just the same. And when you're going to put your shoes on, you need something to prop your feet on because you are so unflexible. You can't reach down and touch your toes to put your shoes on and tie them.
Lunchbox cannot touch his shoulders with his arms. Let's say you take your arm. Maybe driving right now. But to take one of your arms and touch your shoulder. Like, pull it backward and touch the shoulder.
Mm-hmm.
He can't do that.
Yeah, keep your arm in front of you and try to touch your shoulder.
Yeah, like my right arm cannot touch my right shoulder. My left arm cannot touch my left shoulder. I can't pat myself on the back. So if you have an itch on your back, you need to find a wall to scratch it with. And the outside of your knees, they click. And so don't be alarmed. It's nothing. They're not breaking. They just click every time you bend your knees.
Wow. Well, if you're getting into my body, we'll start at the top. My eyes don't work. Like, my left eye, A+. My right eye has about 10% vision. It's never worked, so don't worry about that. And secondly, I'm colorblind as crap with dark colors.
Mm-hmm.
It's just because a dark blue and a dark green look black. You know, don't freak out. It's normal. I've had it my whole life. Also, I have a scar that runs all the way from my sternum down to, like, below my belt. Again, normal. You didn't do it?
Just a scar.
Just a scar. It's
fine.
Pretty thick. I got it when I was a kid and I fell off a house onto a boat trailer. I had surgery. That's good. But my shoulder hurts from Dancing with the Stars. Still
not
my,
only
my
that,
right shoulder.
It took out your you don't have a spleen.
Yeah, but do you notice you don't have a spleen?
I don't even know what a spleen is.
Yeah, I don't know.
And then my foot is bad because I fractured it dancing.
Oh, and your shoulder.
When it's cold, these things hurt.
Wow.
And also, I broke my fingers playing football in high school. So when it's cold and the joints swell up.
What about if it's going to rain? Do you feel it more? Let me say
when the air pressure, everything I've ever broken or hurt just swells up.
So basically, we don't want your body.
I don't think we want any of our bodies. I mean, I was thinking about it and I was like, also my depth perception is off. You'll probably run into a lot of things.
Is that why you run into walls so often?
Yeah, it really is off. Something's off, even with my peripheral vision, I think.
Your what?
My peripheral vision.
Peripheral?
How do you say it?
Like Eddie said.
Peripheral.
Yeah.
Oh, my peripheral vision?
Yeah.
I thought Amy said it right. Peripheral?
Yeah.
It's a peripheral.
Peripheral.
Okay. Peripheral. Listen, if you're borrowing our bodies, that's what you need to know. You guys good on that?
Okay, yeah.
All right.
Bobby Bones Show. The latest from Nashville and Hollywood. Morgan number 2's 30 Second Skinny.
Scotty McCreary's truck was broken into. He posted a photo on Twitter saying, "I want to apologize to whoever did this. You really picked the wrong country singer's truck to break into. I got nothing for you."
Do you think they were picking within country singers, though?
Were they like, well, we can do Jake Owen or Scotty McCreery. All right, boys, let's go with Scotty.
Why can't this be Luke's truck?
Yeah. What else, Morgan, number two?
Hillary Scott of Lady Antebellum shared a happy birthday post to her twins. The girls just turned one.
Wow. Time flies, huh?
I know.
It's a year. All right, what else, Morgan, number two?
Our iHeart Country Festival was announced. It will be May 4th in Austin, Texas, with Bobby hosting. Performers include Tim McGraw, Florida Georgia Line, Dan and Shay, Little Big Town, Bobby Bones and the Raging Idiots, and more. Tickets are on sale February 8th at noon central.
But do you really need more? That's the question. There's a lot more, but do you even need more?
No.
That's right.
Probably not.
Yeah, that's right. All right. Thank you, Morgan number two.
I'm Morgan number two. That's the skinny.
It's time for the good news.
With Amy.
Tell me something.
Couple celebrated their 50th anniversary by getting married for a third time.
Wow.
Yeah. The husband put it all together. He's 72 years old. He's an Air Force vet. He spent a month planning it during a family dinner. He slipped away to put on his uniform, which still fits him, by the way, which is super cool. And he got down on one knee and popped the question to Lynn once again. She said, I do. And they did another wedding.
So they haven't been divorced a couple times, right?
No. It's like they're renewing their vows.
Okay. Just making sure.
Yeah.
I don't think that was really, really romantic, and then find out they've had rocky times and got divorced a couple times.
Back in the 60s, they had a quickie wedding, and then like later when they had more time, I'm assuming because he was in the Air Force, they had a bigger celebration. I'm assuming that's wedding number two. And then this is him going strong with the 50th anniversary, busting out another proposal and a wedding.
That's a good one. That's what it's all about right there.
Bobby Bones Show.
Bonehead.
Story of the day.
This story comes to us from Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania. A man pulled up at a gas station, puts his car in park, and there's a knock on the window, and it's got, get out of the car, I'm taking your car. So the guy jumps out of his car, thief gets in, hits the gas. It won't go anywhere. So he jumps out and runs away. He forgot to take it out of park.
Oh.
Whoops.
Fail.
Ran a couple blocks, got arrested.
Oh, it wasn't even standard. It was even dumber.
Yeah,
he just didn't take it out of park.
He didn't take out a pee. Kind of put it on drive.
That's funny.
I'm Lunchbox. That's your Bonehead Story of the Day.
Folks, it's your buddy and mine,
Mr. Bobby Bones.
Let's go.
We're transmitting across America.
This is the Bobby Bones Show.
That's right.
Now, here he is.
Turn it up.
Come, Bobby.
We got a good hour here because coming up, Lauren Jenkins will be in. She's one of my class of 2019. She's really good. She's going to play live in the studio. Also, the question today is the coolest thing you've ever seen, like the most exciting event you've ever witnessed, as we do Get to Know the Bobby Bones Show. So that's coming up in a second, too. Over to Morgan number two now with Food World, because she does love food, right, Morgan number two?
I do love food.
It's time for Food World, num num num, with Morgan number two.
So Easter is coming, and Oreos are coming out with an Easter egg Oreo that are shaped like eggs, and they have purple cream on the inside.
So it's an Oreo egg. I'm into that.
Yeah, it's cute.
And then there's purple cream on the inside.
Yep, and they have little Easter designs on the actual Oreo cookie.
I love Oreos.
Me too.
They're the
double
best.
Stuff.
Right?
Yeah.
Are you double?
No.
Oh, I am.
Sometimes
I'll even
too
triple
much.
Them.
Yeah, I think it's too much. I don't even like the white stuff in the middle that much.
Oh. You like the chocolate cookie?
That chocolate cookie has some sort of it's like a bitter chocolate that's good. I don't even like dark chocolate. I don't like the bitter chocolate. But that Oreo.
I like the fat residue it leaves in my mouth.
And then it's just stuck in there and you're like.
It's so good.
Yeah, it is good. Yes,
do
I
you
like
just
that.
Eat Oreos? I have to dip them in milk. That's the only way I eat Oreos is if they're dipped in milk.
I'll just eat Oreos.
Yeah, I can just eat it straight up.
Either way, man.
Yeah, hey, man. It's all.
I'm just saying. I just wonder. I don't eat them plain.
What's your most bingeable snack? Like, if there's something at the end, you're like, oh, boy. Once I get it going, it's tough to stop.
Popcorn.
Yeah?
Popcorn, kettle corn, which my kids love, so now we have it in the house, like, way more, and it's just, like, well... I'll, like, open a bag, and I'll be like, whoops.
Lunchbox?
Bag's gone.
Oh, jalapeno chips. Any bag of jalapeno chips in the house, I'm just devouring. I love those things.
You know what I like are Chips Ahoy.
They're the best.
Oh, gosh, no. I'm not into that.
I love Chips Ahoy, and even better with milk. I don't have to have milk, but I love Chips Ahoy.
It's the best chocolate chip cookie
and
ever.
And that little rack of cookies?
Yes. The plastic rack.
Are you chewy or hard?
Hard. Don't be
chewy.
Amy, don't be ridiculous.
Chewy.
Well, Chewy's
like,
just went chewy.
Chewy's like third generation.
No, that's you
like,
want it to crumble.
Yeah, you want it the original
okay,
Chips Ahoy.
I'm just
Ahoy.
Like not into Chips Ahoy at all.
All right, well, then drop dead.
Yeah.
All right. Morgan number two, thank you.
Yep.
There you go.
That was Food World with Morgan number two.
Num, num, num.
The Bobby Bones Show.
As we do get to know the Bobby Bones Show, the question is, what's the most exciting event you've ever witnessed? Amy, it's an open-ended question. You can put in there whatever you want.
I've had exciting things happen, and even for other people, like going to a military homecoming. Like my husband was in the Air Force, and I went to a lot of those where people had been overseas, and it was just really exciting to see soldiers come home and like hug their spouses. My own kids I adopted from Haiti. I got to watch y'all video it at the airport. That was pretty exciting to see that back. And but I have to say, most exciting was being at Dancing with the Stars and watching Bobby win.
Was it really?
Like, I've never been more like genuinely shocked or excited. And like I happened to be filming at the time, and I got to watch it back, and I feel like I saw it in myself, my genuine like excitement, and it was so cool to see that because.
What was that like?
Because I was there. I don't think if I had seen it on TV, it would have been the same experience. But being there was like nutso.
So like, you're sitting there and they say no phones.
They say no phones, and I had on my phone.
And Amy had
and they say
down,
stop recording.
It's down like below her waist.
Yeah.
And she's like recording, looking up, and they're around the mirror ball. There are four of our teams left. And
yeah.
Like, by the way, they drug on forever, and they were like, and
the winner
of Dancing with the Stars is. And they just stop. And then what are you thinking as it's just sitting there?
I'm thinking like, I don't know. Are they going to call Bobby's name? Or are they gonna, blah, blah, blah. And I was thinking, I hope, because I had on Insta story and that's only 15 seconds long. And I didn't know for sure when to hit record would be the right time. And I was also thinking like, don't run out of time. Hurry up and just say the name already. But I honestly didn't know if it was going to be you. I wanted it to be you, but I didn't know. And when they said your name, I just like was so shocked and excited.
Were you watching Tom Bergeron's mouth?
No, I was like, no, I couldn't really see his, like, there was lots of people and y'all were out there. Like, no, I was looking down at my phone and then looking out and then I just heard. And then her whole section, we were in the Bobby section. Mm-hmm. So it's not even like I for sure knew that I heard your name. I just saw all of our friends flipping out too. So I knew. Yeah.
Even more so than bringing your kids home.
Yeah. Well, listen, guys, that I knew that there's a different, when you say the most exciting thing, obviously I'm super excited to bring my kids home, and that was really cool, but there was so, and then my husband coming home from Afghanistan, all that's exciting.
I'm not hating on your answer.
I'm defending myself, because all that is also emotional and sad too, because of like the stuff you had to go through to get there. There's so many emotions. Like with Bobby winning Dancing with the Stars, it was just straight up excitement.
It was crazy to look over at my section and they were just like jumping up and down.
Yeah.
It was like a Wisconsin football game.
No. Because I'm not a sport. Like so you use the sports analogy. Like I'm not a sports fan. I don't know what it's like to have my team win. I mean, I'm sure my husband would pick, I don't know, some sporting event he's been to over walking through the airport with our kids. I'm not sure. But I will say Bobby's team on Dancing with Stars, I was invested in that like you are with the Cowboys, Eddie.
Yeah, that was my team.
My team won. Now I know what it's like to watch the Super Bowl and have your team win. This is equivalent to that.
Here is Amy's Instagram when I went Dancing with the Stars and then freak out. Here we go. She shouldn't have been recording, by the way, but I'm glad you were.
Bobby.
That was so fun. All right. The question is the most exciting thing you've ever witnessed.
Okay, what's yours?
I would say I was at War Memorial Stadium. It was an Arkansas football game, Arkansas and LSU. Less than a minute left. It was raining, it was cold. And Matt Jones drove the field and threw a Hail Mary to DeCorey Birmingham in the back corner of the end zone. And we won the game. And we jumped on the field. I almost broke my leg.
Yeah.
Jumping onto like one of those rollers where they roll out the tarp. I didn't see it below me. I was just jumping on it. I was like, I'm out of here, man. I'm going on the field to celebrate. I was like 21, 22, 23 years old. I jumped on the field. Almost broke my leg. Was dragging my leg. I was jumping all over the place. I was in the middle of the players. I mean, it's the only time my team's ever won like last minute, like a Hail Mary. And it was so exciting because no one was expecting it. It was like you saying there. Was it the biggest moment of my life? No.
Yeah.
Not at all.
See?
But just sheer like, holy crap, I can't believe that happened. That was the most exciting thing I've ever seen. Once Eddie flipped a golf cart too, and that was pretty exciting for me.
That was fun for you.
Eddie was behind me. I watched him flip a golf cart accidentally. That was pretty exciting.
To this day, I still will not drive a cart.
Well, I didn't know. I was laughing so hard.
Oh, you would think he came to help. He just took pictures.
It was so funny.
Yeah.
Lunchbox, most exciting thing you've ever seen.
Yeah, June 23rd, 2005 in San Antonio. I was at Game 7 of the NBA Finals when the San Antonio Spurs beat the Detroit Pistons. And, I mean, you want to talk about craziness. Confetti coming down. I was on the court high-fiving players, and one of the players cut a piece of the net and gave me a piece of the net. It was amazing.
So wait, it's not the birth of your baby?
Got him.
That's a good one. Bobby brought that up, not me. But no, everybody sees the birth of their baby. That happens a lot.
Eddie, most exciting moment of your life?
You would think I'd say the birth of my two babies, but it's not. No. I was at the 2010 World Series.
Wait, three dudes have all picked sports moments.
And I basically picked a sports moment.
I was working news. I was a cameraman, and I got to be on the field when the San Francisco Giants won the World Series. And I was like, this is amazing. Hank Aaron was there.
But are you a Giants fan?
No, I don't care who was playing. I was just there. Just like, this is unbelievable. Like, the whole world is watching, and I'm in the middle of it.
Hey, Morgan, number two, maybe you have a non-sports one. Do you have one? Like, if I say, what's the most exciting event you ever witnessed? Think about it. Morgan, number two is 25. Is it when SpongeBob started?
No, it was actually, I was at a brewing company on the patio, and a couple got engaged, and then he surprised her, and they got married right then after the proposal.
Oh, wow.
You brought everything in and just, like, had the wedding?
Huh. Yeah, and she was so happy about it.
That's pretty amazing.
So you went to the wedding?
I was just sitting there on the patio. I was like, oh, yeah,
that's pretty cool.
Bobby, you like that because it was like, no waiting. Let's just do it.
I'm so impatient.
Right.
And it's like, when I get engaged, like, let's just get married. And I know...
You wouldn't be the type to, like, we're getting married in 3 years?
No. If I've decided we should get married right now. That's how I feel. But she may not, so I'll probably stagger it out a bit. But I think that's a fantastic thing. Yeah, look at that. That's a good one. Go.
On the Bobby Bones Show now.
Lauren Jenkins.
All right, brand new artist, Lauren Jenkins, is coming in. Hey, here she is. Come on over here. Have a seat right here. We're on the air. Hi, Lauren. How are you?
Hi, I'm great. How are you?
We've never met.
I know.
Which is weird because usually, because I've been doing this class list for like the last 4 or 5 years, I think you may be the only artist I've never met before putting them on the list.
Well, I feel like I've met you now because, to be honest, last night I looked up a bunch of YouTube videos of you in various things, like on Dancing with the Stars, and now, so I feel like we've met, but it is crazy that this is the first time.
So you come in knowing that I'm a championship dancer. It's probably intimidating for someone like you to see a championship dancer in person.
Absolutely.
Yeah. It's tough for Amy. Amy sits by me every day.
It's hard, yeah. It's harder every year.
Can I tell you what's weird about this? Not to digress, Lauren, too much from you, but you brought something interesting up. I go to the airport and people go, hey man, will you do a dance for me?
Yeah.
And I'm like,
I was gonna ask you, can you show me your favorite move? But
it's
since
this.
You get asked
you
that
it?
All
it's
the
very
time
simple. Yeah. I just want to do this. Watch my arm, that's all.
Ooh.
yeah I don't really know what that's called, but that's
magical.
Yeah, Amy, I've never met Lauren until right now.
Hi.
Isn't that crazy?
Me neither.
Not only is she on the list, but I booked her for like two shows to open for us. Like, I'm paying her to open for me in Iowa. We're doing two stand-up shows in Iowa, right?
Boston.
And then Boston.
Yeah.
Right? She's doing Iowa too, right?
Yeah, no, before you walked in, he was like, I hope she's cool.
Yeah.
This could be weird.
Right, yeah.
I literally said that. I was like, I never met her. I hope she's good. I said, I hope she's good. And then secondly, I hope she's cool. Because you know, when you get on the road, you have to hang around people.
Yes.
And the most important thing is to be cool.
Yeah.
And be good secondary.
I mean, that's my motto with my band. If they're not cool, then I'll take a terrible band player. But luckily, my band's really cool, and they're great musicians.
But you're right, and that's not only for like a band, but it's also a metaphor for life in a bit, that people just want to be around people that they like or people that make them better.
Yeah.
So on this show, my people are awesome, but they had no radio experience. And I didn't bring them in because they were good at radio.
Cool.
I brought them in because they were like my friends and made me feel better.
Yeah.
And they made me be better.
Well, I mean, honestly, like the energy of people that you work with, if you don't like who they are and hanging out with them, then that's going to mess up everything that you're trying to do.
So what are you about? Lauren Jenkins is here, by the way. Where are you from?
From Fort Worth.
Okay, so you grew up in Texas.
Yeah.
And then what happened? At what age did you decide music's my calling? I got to hit the hard road.
15, because I got a permit and then I got a car and I just kind of left North Carolina at the time when
I
was 15.
So you went Texas to North Carolina.
Yeah. And then everywhere.
You know what I read about you that was kind of cool and unsuspecting is that you were on the... Because I was a big wrestling fan as a kid.
Oh, God.
Did you do Jerry Lawler's wrestling TV show?
Yeah. I was like, God dang it. Okay. Yeah. I was like 17 at the time. And I knew nothing about wrestling, but it was a paid gig and I was trying to make money. And so I was like an interviewer on this wrestling show.
So you would be the person with the microphone?
Yeah. I knew nothing.
Oh, okay. So you were, I thought you were.
No,
like,
no,
you
no.
You knew nothing, but you wrestled. I was like, wow.
No, that would be way cooler than what I did.
Were there any cool wrestlers on that show?
17 seems like a lifetime ago.
How old are you now? Do you talk about how old you are? Is that a thing?
I mean, you can look it up. Google exists.
I didn't Google that much.
I'm 27.
Okay.
Okay.
So 10 years ago, was The Rock there?
I don't know.
A Sting there?
I don't know.
Junkyard Dog.
I don't know.
The Diva Sisters.
The what?
Was it boys or girls? Boys.
The Bella Sisters?
Oh, was that their name?
Yeah.
But they're on that show,
the
Diva.
Bella. Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah.
Diva.
Let me play a clip of Lauren here.
Okay.
Yeah, yeah. This is the first song I heard from you, right? This one right here. And I was like, this is really good. And then I started tinkering around a little bit. Much like you stalked me, I stalked you.
Well done.
And this is called No Saint. You familiar with this one?
Yeah. There's a cure for being pure again. I can't find it anywhere. And I don't want to hate you. Heaven says I need to forgive you, but I ain't no saint.
What's that mean, no saint? Are you like bad?
Sometimes.
I mean, that's what it says.
Sometimes.
All right.
No, I'm just not perfect. Are you a saint?
Am I a saint?
No.
Sometimes, though, I'm pretty good.
Amy? Yeah. No, I mean, no, we're not. No, I mean, yes.
Saint or no saint?
He's a saint. Yes.
Thank you. Yeah.
You? Saint Bobby. That's how I walk in every day and I say, good morning, Saint
good morning,
Bobby.
Pope Bobby the Third.
Yes.
Pope, yes. Mm-hmm. Okay, I want to hear. Do you mind singing? I know it's early, but are you good? You good singing?
Yeah.
You have a guitar with you. You're playing it yourself, which I think is pretty cool.
I totally am. This is not electronic.
By the way, I was looking at your song list. You wrote all these songs.
Mm-hmm.
So,
yeah.
That's a big deal to you, huh?
Yeah.
To be a songwriter as well mm-hmm. as a performer?
Yeah, I mean, that's how I started. Before I came to Nashville, I was writing by myself. I didn't know anything about the music business. So once I got here, I was like, oh, wait, there's other incredible songwriters and I can work with them? This is amazing. I can write these stories that I want to write with people that are really, really good. So that's kind of how this record happened.
Before you play a song, let me run a name by you. Ricky the Dragon Steamboat. Don't remember him either? All right. She doesn't remember any wrestlers, Dan.
Ric Flair.
Yeah.
I don't know anything about wrestling.
And how long did you do the wrestling TV show?
I don't know. I honestly could not tell you. I think it was like five or six tapings. Huh. And then I was done.
The Bushwhackers. Only Eddie and I are laughing at this because we're wrestling nerds. Okay, Lauren Jenkins is here. How about let's do a cover first. You do that?
Yeah.
A lot of artists come in to do covers. So if I just say do any cover you want, what do you feel like?
Let's do Dreams.
By
Fleetwood Mac.
Okay.
Yeah.
Ladies and gentlemen, from my class of 2019, this is Lauren Jenkins. Hey guys, so because of licensing rules, we can't play anything with music on this iHeartRadio channel or podcast anymore. But you can go to BobbyBones.com to see it. We hate that we had to take it down. It wasn't our decision, but just wanted to keep you up, and we wanted to keep up as much as possible. So go to BobbyBones.com to watch or hear whatever you're missing right now, and thank you for listening to the show, and sorry about all the legal stuff. Mr. Bobby Bones. Amy, she does some like cool person things. Like, she leaves her guitar strings all wrapped around. So usually what happens is, like, for me, because I'm real tidy, mm-hmm. I keep my strings perfectly, but hers are like raw and just like she lets them loose. She's
I'm
cool.
messy.
That's what like real artists do, right, Eddie?
Oh yeah.
Like real artists, they don't care.
Don't do that. They don't.
What do you do? Like you trim yours?
I do. Yeah. Like my fingernails. Okay. I trim my fingernails. Not her. She cares about other things like making music.
Got it.
She has like a.
Or maybe you just have your stuff together more than I do.
Probably that too. My mm-hmm. stuff's very together. Mm-hmm. Some would say too much together, right, Amy?
Yes.
Is that what you would say?
Mm-hmm.
We're going to come back. I'm going to play a little bit of this, though, first. This is, again, Lauren Jenkins. Give up the ghost, give up the By the way, your record, No Saints, coming out March, yes?
Yes.
Right now, though, there's a lot of music up from you.
Like, yeah.
The Nashville session stuff is up, right?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
You'll come back and play this live?
Yeah.
Is it good live or no? Tell me the truth.
Yes.
Okay, just making sure.
I've played it so many times. It better be good live.
How many times have you played that song, Dreams?
A lot.
Okay.
Yeah. Why? Was it not good?
No, you made me feel like, well, I played that one a lot of times.
Okay.
Like you just learned it before you came in. It was great.
Thank you.
No, her voice totally matches that kind of song. That
Stevie
vibe.
Nicks.
Yes.
Early morning
There's
vibes.
Like someone else I was thinking of too when she was singing. I was like, okay, yeah.
Who do you think it sounds like?
I don't know the names of these people.
Cool story.
That's why I didn't say. That's why I didn't elaborate.
Yes.
It's like in the Stevie Nicks category. Is it Janis Joplin that I'm thinking of?
She's cool.
Maybe. I feel like
she has that voice. I'll take it.
Janis Joplin's Texan.
Oh, we'll see.
Yeah. Okay, we're going to come back with you.
Okay.
Lauren Jenkins, we'll come back in 1 second here on The Bobby Bones Show.
On The Bobby Bones Show now.
Lauren Jenkins.
All right. You like singing in the morning or no? It's not really a thing.
I know. This is like my first radio.
Oh, this is?
So, I like singing in the morning.
Wow.
At least this morning.
You got dunked in the deep end fast.
Yeah. Well.
So you haven't done the radio tour thing where you go to all the stations and play yet, huh?
No, this is my first one.
We're on, by the way. Do you know that?
No.
Oh, yeah, we're on. Lauren Jenkins is here, everybody.
Great.
You should at least help her along.
No. Now that I know she doesn't know, it's even better. The worst thing about knowing the rules is that you follow them. Mm. I never want to know the rules.
Maybe.
I never want to know the rules because then I follow the rules that everybody else has created. So if I don't know them, I do my own way. If I get in trouble, I get pulled back into the tracks.
Yeah.
That's fine.
Yeah.
But you discover new ways to do things if you don't know the old ways.
Yeah.
So you've never done radio tour.
No.
So curse a lot. Spit.
See,
eat. Do all these things.
See, I want to.
Yeah.
Okay, I will refrain though.
This is
your
first.
I don't know if I trust you.
Were you nervous coming in here?
No, because you guys seem really cool.
We are cool. We're the coolest, right, Amy?
I mean, why do you keep deferring to me to confirm, like,
I don't know.
You're cool and you're awesome?
No, we're the coolest.
We have a mutual friend, Amy.
Oh, we do?
Django.
Oh, yes.
And so
he was in my wedding.
That's like Amy's best friend.
Yeah, I know. And I told him that I was coming on this. He goes, oh, well, you're going to love Amy. She's so cool. So I felt good.
How does he talk again? Bar.
No.
That's how he talks.
Sometimes.
Yeah. No, I follow you.
That's Amy's friend who was in your wedding as a bridesman.
Mm-hmm.
Is that what you called them?
We called them bridesmen, yeah. I had three guys. I had girls, and then the guys stood behind the girls. And then my husband's groomsmen, they all made fun of the bridesmen.
Oh, that would kind of stink.
Oh, yeah. They were like, where's y'all's dresses? Like, it was a whole...
Django would have worn a dress, though. He's so goofy.
And he sang at my wedding,
aww,
too.
Yeah.
Lauren Jenkins is here. You were discovered while modeling for ads for Coke and Mellow Yellow. Is that true?
No, but I did that.
You did Coke and Mellow Yellow modeling as a kid?
I was like 15 or something. No, but that's not how.
Do you make good money modeling for Mellow Yellow?
No, I did not.
Oh, for Coke?
No, I did not.
Really? You would think
I was my own
lot.
Agent and manager, so yeah, no.
Okay. I have a lot of like random stuff about you. So you did wrestling, huh?
No, I didn't.
I'm so fascinated with wrestling.
I did not wrestle. No, I did not wrestle. I was also not in the lingerie football league.
You were a competitive swimmer, though.
Yes.
For how long?
Through high school.
Said you won the gold medal in the Olympics.
No, I was in the Junior Olympics.
You really were?
Yeah.
How'd that work out?
Well, that's a big deal.
I swam a lot.
Yeah?
Yeah. Mornings and nights.
Did you ever meet Michael Phelps?
I did not.
Man. Ryan Lochte?
I did not.
Those are the only swimmers.
Should I lie and be like, yeah, Ryan Lochte and I totally fought together.
They'll tweet me. No, oh, that's funny. Oh, okay.
No, we did not.
See, she doesn't know the rules, so she's just coming in.
Oops. Okay.
Now you can do whatever you
want. Let's keep going. This is fun.
All right, Lauren Jenkins is here. This song, Give Up the Ghost. Give up the ghost. Is this like the song that you guys are running with? Is there a single? Is this the thing?
Well, we've released 4 songs off the record. I think this record took so long to make and there's so many layers. I was just like, can we release a song this month and another one next month and another one next month and just keep music coming out? But Ghost is the first debut.
Ghost.
Give Up the Ghost.
Cause,
sorry.
Because it's too long to say
Give Up the Ghost.
Yeah.
You should know about its full name.
And how did you get a deal?
Weirdly. I was in New York at the time. I was in acting school and coming to Nashville working with a songwriter. And he asked me one day, he called me and said, hey, do you mind if I send your music to some labels? And I was like, yeah, buddy, sure. I'll just be here in New York being broke. Have fun. He sent it to labels. And I think I was on a plane that weekend and I had meetings. And then Big Machine, they just really connected with them and they seemed like they got me the most, which they did because that was I signed in like 2013, the end of 2013.
Wow.
So, yeah.
That's when we started here.
Yeah.
We signed at the same time.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
So it's been like a long journey, but they've given me time to run with all my crazy ideas. And
do they pay you during that time?
What?
Do they pay you during that time? Like, how do you eat?
She's like, what? Pay?
Like, are you sign a publishing deal with somebody else?
No.
Did you have other jobs?
it's a weird deal, but I've found ways to eat for the last 4 years. I've played in airports a lot.
Oh,
it's
yeah?
It's a good way to eat, yeah.
Keith Urban used to do that. He would talk about playing on the, you know, where the bags come out? So he'd play on the, stand on it. The only time people would come to watch them play is when the bags came out. So they would just sit there and be like, nobody's coming. And then beep, 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 all the bags would come. So they'd play all their hits right then.
That's amazing. Mm-hmm. You probably can't do that now.
Do what? Where did you play in the airport? Like when you walk out of the...
I've played in many airports.
But like at an actual venue or Gibson,
at Gibson. So that was really fun in the Nashville airport because I'd see everybody going to like ACMs and all the award shows and I'd be there in the morning.
What would you play? What was your go-to airport song?
No, I just played all my songs.
Oh, you did?
I was that jerk. Mm. You'll be like, wagon wheel. And I'd be like, no.
Oh, man. So, no, yeah, no covers for all the people coming through.
Yeah,
I
that's,
like, that's hard.
I would like you less. I would like you less if you were not playing wagon wheel or...
Would you, though?
Or Ring of Fire. Ring of Fire!
Yeah.
If I'm coming from somewhere else, I'm going to Nashville, I don't want to hear originals. I want to hear Nashville
it's
songs.
It's the bluebird experience of the airport, though.
Mm.
With me.
I don't know, Lauren Jenkins. Okay, I want to hear this song. I want to hear Give Up the Ghost. By the way, let me say this about Lauren Jenkins. I don't know what else you're doing, but I do know you're doing a couple shows with me in Iowa, which are sold out. Mm-hmm. But then you're doing Boston.
Mm-hmm.
March 17th, right, Eddie?
St. Patrick's Day.
St. Patrick's Day. She's playing with us. You can go to RagingIdiots.com. We have a really good band.
I can't wait.
Oh, yeah. We're really...
Are you going to play the Chick-fil-A song?
You know that? You ever heard that song?
Yeah.
It's good, huh? It's a hit. Smash.
Yeah, I do my homework, Bobby Bones.
All right. Lauren Jenkins, let's do Give Up the... Or sorry. What'd you call it? Ghost?
Ghost.
Let's do Ghost.
Ghost. It's like that... What's that band? Ghostland.
Ghostland Observatory.
Yeah.
Let's do Give Up the Ghost from Lauren Jenkins. All right, Lauren. Come on. Lauren Jenkins. Good. It's her first time to ever play a radio show.
Mm-hmm.
It goes up or down? What do you think from here?
Oh, I mean, it's got to go up, right?
Does it have to go up? Wow, look at you.
We'll have to do it again so we can say it only goes up from here.
Mm. Okay, Give Up the Ghost is the song. You're going to play with me in Boston. What else is happening with you that you can promote right now? This is your time to shine.
Time to shine.
Mm-hmm.
I've got an album coming out.
In March.
Yeah, and a vinyl. It's really cool. Spent a lot of time working on the photography and like design of it, so it looks sick. And then the official music videos are coming out. I'm playing at Sundance next week and showing the short film that I made for this record.
You made a film?
Yeah.
Is it about wrestling?
No.
Oh, man.
It is not.
I will not be watching it. But if it was about wrestling, I would watch that one.
You would?
Yeah,
I think
yeah.
you should still watch this one. It's really cool.
Okay. I will. Amy, anything for Lauren before she leaves?
No, I'm good.
Okay. Eddie?
Yeah.
Hey, can't wait to see you.
I wish I could be in Boston on the 17th. Is it like a show thing or just y'all?
You can come if you want.
Yeah, that'd be fun. Come hang out.
We're playing the Orpheum?
Yes. Orpheum.
The Orpheum in Boston. And then, again, we're playing in Iowa like next month, right? But two shows, but I think those are sold out. But you can always get them on StubHub or something. All right.
Like playing with them, you're going to have so much fun.
Oh, yeah.
The crowd's great.
Do you have any insight into what's going to happen? Like, does he pull pranks or
no?
Okay.
He'll be good.
Is he gonna dance? I'm talking about you like you're not here.
I know.
He probably will now that he's a dancer.
I'm a champion.
All of a sudden,
I'm a champion. It's like you. Don't you swim everywhere you go?
Absolutely.
Yeah. Don't you wrestle? Give people hip checks?
I swam here.
Yeah. Exactly. Yeah. Okay. Lauren Jenkins, great first interview ever. Great first appearance.
I think you did great.
We feel good about this. You feel good about this?
Yeah, I feel great.
Okay. We've never met till today. Great to meet you. I will see you soon.
See you later.
Lauren Jenkins. I am Lauren Jenkins on Instagram. If you want to follow her, you can download or stream that song, Give Up the Ghost, and we will see you soon.
It's time for the good news.
With Bobby.
Tell me something good.
This guy, Alfonso Garcia, he is the janitor for the LA Rams, and he got called into the office. And by the way, the Rams are going to the Super Bowl.
Yeah.
And he's like, oh man, am I getting fired on Super Bowl week? So he goes into the office, and the big boss is like, hey, man, one of the wide receivers, Brandon Cooks, is actually going to pay for you to go to the Super Bowl.
What?
So, he says it was his dream come true. Him and his son are going to go. And Brandon Cooks, the wide receiver, was there and is paying for it and is sending him to the Super Bowl because he wasn't going to get to go otherwise.
Wow. Love that.
Isn't that crazy?
Yeah.
That's what it's all about right there.
That was Tell Me Something Good.
If you're in a relationship, there are a couple important dates that require roses. You gotta have roses. I'm talking about birthdays, anniversaries, Valentine's Day. It's just around the corner. When you're looking for the biggest and best quality roses out there, check out my friends at 1-800-Flowers.com. Right now, you can get 18 red roses for $29.99 or upgrade to 24 red roses for $10 more. This is an unbelievable offer from 1-800-Flowers. 18 red roses, $29.99 or upgrade to 24 red roses for $10 more. 1-800-Flowers, a bouquet. You're going to order it and be like, wow. Roses are picked at their peak. They are shipped overnight to ensure freshness. 18 red roses, $29.99. Or upgrade to 24 red roses for $10 more. It is the perfect reward for thinking ahead and ordering early. Do that right now. Pick your delivery date. Let 1-800-Flowers handle the rest. 18 red roses, $29.99. 24 red roses, the upgrade for only $10 more. 1-800-Flowers.com/bones. 1-800-Flowers.com/bones. The offer expires today.
Folks, it's your buddy and mine,
Mr. Bobby Bones.
Let's go. Transmitting across America. Woo!
This is the Bobby Bones Show.
That's right.
Now, here he is.
Turn it up.
Hey, good morning. Over to Amy for our joke.
The morning corny.
Why didn't the orange win the race?
Why didn't the orange win the race?
It ran out of juice.
Oh, Eddie laughed. Okay. Okay, Eddie laughed. I heard it. There you go. Okay.
That was the morning corny.
Another one down. Just nailing them.
The Bobby Bones Show.
I have something for you here, Eddie. By the way, Eddie's our video producer. I've grabbed my wallet.
You have your wallet
what
out.
Is, it?
Is this money? Dude, that's what I'm talking about. Is that $100?
It is.
For here. What?
$100. Kazash, cash,
yeah.
Money, green,
yeah, back. Yeah, yeah, hand it over.
Well, it's not that easy, my friend. What I'd like to offer you is a chance to win this $100.
Oh, my goodness.
Now, you can win it for you, $100, or $200 to charity if you do decide
oh,
to
do
it.
Oh, I love it when you do this.
Right, right, right.
And just to preface, I mean, I am trying to get out of debt. 2019, right. The goal is to get out of debt.
Can I get the rules to this challenge?
Okay.
Eddie. This is the Krispy Kreme challenge.
Oh, no. Dude, you know I'm trying to stay away from that stuff. But that is a nice $100 bill.
For $100, all you have to do is you run 2.5 miles.
Okay.
You eat 12 donuts.
Oh, God.
And you run 2.5 miles back.
What? Okay, I don't even know if I can do the running alone.
I know. So you have 1 hour to do it.
1 hour to do 2.5 to the donuts, and then 2.5 back.
I tell you what, I cut the mileage down.
I love that. One?
Two.
Okay.
2 miles.
You're taking a half a mile.
That's a total. That's a full mile total, though.
Okay.
2 miles, eat the donuts, 2 miles back.
How many donuts? 12? I mean, I can do that in my sleep. The running's the hard part.
Yeah, 2.5 miles.
Oh, can you imagine the cramping on the way
yeah.
back?
Yeah.
I mean, come on, dude. It's $100.
Tomorrow. I'll give you a day to kind of stretch it out.
It's $100.
Or it's $200 to charity.
It's $100. I'm really thinking about this.
Tomorrow morning.
I just don't know if I can do it. Like, I don't know if I'm capable of doing it, but I'm going to give it the old college try.
You'll do it.
I love it when you give me opportunities like this. Because this proves to myself that I can do whatever I want to do if I can put my mind to it.
So what we'll do then tomorrow is we'll just get on a treadmill or something. I don't want you running on the street.
Oh, no?
Yeah, you'll run 2 miles.
On a treadmill.
Eat 12 donuts.
Question.
Go ahead.
Flat treadmill? Don't be elevating
yeah,
that thing.
Yeah, flat treadmill.
Yeah, no incline.
So tomorrow, 2 miles, eat 12 donuts, 2 miles. You finish that, $100 in cash.
I'm in. I love it.
Okay. We feel good about this?
Yeah.
Is that fair? Do you
can
guys
he walk at all?
Yeah, it's all under an hour.
Okay, it's just the time.
You have an hour to do that.
I might try a practice run tonight.
You can eat the donuts?
No, 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 without the donuts.
Okay, it's the Krispy Kreme challenge. So you'll do 2 miles, 12 donuts. We'll just do standard donuts, too.
Yeah, yeah, plain glazed
and
donuts.
And 2 more miles. And if you make it in an hour,
okay.
you get $100 or $200 to charity.
I've ran 2 miles before.
Yeah.
I don't know if I've ran 4 miles.
But then how many donuts have you
ever
eaten?
I ate 12.
Just straight up. That was just
straight
a eating challenge.
Just kind of yeah. for fun.
Okay, we're on tomorrow.
Yeah!
Yes.
What if he pukes halfway back? Does it count?
That's fine.
As long as he eats.
I think you
got to
keep it
Mikey,
down.
You're the judge. Because it's hard. Go ahead.
No, if he pukes, it's all right.
If he pukes, it's all right. Yeah.
That's
involuntary.
As long
as you swallow it, it's all down. Okay.
I won't make myself puke.
Tomorrow morning at this time.
Good? All right, man. Let's do it.
Yeah, you'll have 1 hour to do it.
I've got it. Challenge accepted.
All right, there he is. There he is. Producer ready, everybody. I'll start it tomorrow right here. All right.
This is the Bobby Bones Show.
Bobby Bones.
I'll give you the name of a band. All you have to do is name two members. The reason I bring this up is because Maroon 5, they're playing the Super Bowl, and nobody can name more than just Adam Levine. Eddie, can you?
No. Adam Levine is, that's it.
Okay. Ready, Amy?
Ready.
Name two members of the Rolling Stones.
Hold on. Let me get one member down.
You got this, Amy.
Rolling Stones is Mick Jagger.
There's one.
And John Paul Newman.
No, John Paul Newman is not right. I would have accepted Keith Richards.
Oh, yeah, Keith.
Charlie Watts, Ronnie Wood. Okay.
The only one I recognize is Keith Richards. Okay, go.
But you would have won if you got that one. Okay,
no,
here we go.
I wouldn't.
NSYNC. Name two of NSYNC.
Justin Timberlake and Lance Bass.
There you go. I would have also accepted Chris Kirkpatrick, J.C. Chazet, or Joey Fatone. Amy, name two of Guns N' Roses.
Oh, what? Okay, hold on. Slash?
Boom.
Wow.
Slash and...
You got this now, Amy.
Guns N' Roses.
I don't know how to think of... So I already said... Oh, hold on. Steven Tyler's Aerosmith.
Hey, turn it up, Raymundo. Let's have a little thinking music here. We'll come back to you in a second, Amy.
Music. Because I already said the other dude was the head lead singer of the other band. The one we just did a minute ago. What was his name?
Huh? Harry Styles?
No. The one before.
Lance Bass?
Mick Jagger.
Okay. So, see, I get these hair bands. I get mixed up.
Hair bands.
The Rolling Stones are not a hair band.
No, they're not.
Guns N' Roses, Amy. Think about it. Guns N' Roses.
Slash?
Yep.
And, No.
Come on, Amy.
No. Why can't I think of the head guy? Can I get a
Time's
hint?
Time's up.
Hit me.
He gave you hints.
You don't have to give me the point. Just give me a hint. I know this in my soul.
Hey, don't yell at me, please.
But I'm mad at myself. Just give me
a hint.
Give
her the name of the band again.
Guns
Amy.
And Guns. Axl Rose!
Thank you!
I'm such an idiot!
Come on!
You did not get it.
So
okay.
Dumb.
You're really gonna hate yourself after the next one, though.
Why?
Ready?
Okay.
Name two members of Old Dominion.
Oh, yeah, I don't know. And I love them. Like, I
Amy,
love them.
They come in the studio.
I know. Why are you doing this to me? It's so rude. I listen to their album on repeat.
But you should know them.
I know.
What about just first names?
Yeah, no.
Oh, no.
Not at this moment.
Matt Ramsey's the
lead
singer.
Yes, Matt has a carrot tattoo. Matt, yeah, now that you say the names.
Trevor.
So nice.
Okay. Whit, Jeff, Brad. Okay. How about New Kids on the Block? Go ahead.
Oh, gosh. Now my brain is, like, feeling so bad.
Nice.
I don't know!
Jordan Knight, Joey McIntyre,
yeah.
Donnie Wahlberg.
Yeah, Wahlberg. Yep. Sorry.
You can't just yell the word Wahlberg.
Yeah, Wahlberg. Super famous, yeah.
Yeah. Have you ever had one of their burgers? Wahlburgers?
Okay. That's it for now.
Yeah,
you lost.
Game.
You want? Okay. We'll give you one more.
My heart hurts after Old Dominion. Go ahead.
Okay. Then let's make it up. Lanco.
Cold, man.
Adam Lancaster.
No. Brandon Lancaster.
Brandon Lancaster and Company.
Amy knows nobody's name. Do you feel bad?
Yes, I do.
Yeah.
Can we go now?
Brandon Chandler, Jared, Tripp, and Eric. Okay, thank you. That's it. Hey, tomorrow morning on the show at this time, our producer Eddie will be doing the donut challenge.
Woo!
So, you're about to say Old Dominion's coming in, and I was like, great.
That'd be awkward.
The Krispy Kreme Challenge. Eddie has to run 2 miles, eat a dozen donuts, then run 2 miles, and if he does it all within an hour, he wins $100.
It's easy.
$200 for charity.
Yeah. One of the two.
What is he going to choose?
We'll see.
You tell me. He doesn't even mention the charity part of it.
Yeah, because then he comes off like a real winner.
Yep. Jerkazoid it.
Yeah.
You come off worse than Old Dominion Amy over there.
I know. I'm the worst, guys. Sorry.
Oh, Amy Dominion over there. Okay.
But I'm a big fan.
You are a big fan.
I'm also a big fan of New Kids on the Block. And look what happened there. And I mean, Guns N' Roses.
But you don't even know New Kids on the Block. Okay.
Yes, I enough. Do. I knew New Kids on the Block. I just...
No, personally, you didn't know them. Bobby Bones. Yeah.
So Eddie went to Johnny Cash's grave. How did that come about, Eddie?
My parents are in town, and I was like, well, what do I do with him? There's really, like, I don't know. We've gone to restaurants, and I was like, let me take him somewhere cool. And I've always wanted to go, and I've heard that it's open to the public. You can go to a cemetery, and there lies Johnny Cash and June Carter Cash.
So you found it. You went. Let me tell you what I thought was creepy.
What?
You're sitting on the grave on your Instagram, just smiling. Like you're in a grave.
Yeah.
But he's dead. Like, he's been dead for a long time. I don't even think what's left in there. Nothing, you know? It's just cool to me. There was a moment, like, I felt I've never got to see him live. Like, never. I love his music, obviously, but I never got to see him in person. That's amazing that you can go and sit right next to him. Like, there is Johnny Cash, whatever's left of him, I guess. But I thought
on Eddie's
that was,
Instagram. It says, spent the day with Johnny in June. I wish I could have seen them. They were rocking here on Earth. I'm totally into that. I love it. Love music history. But you're just smiling a little too big sitting on a grave, Eddie.
Hey, I'm going to be honest with you, Bose. I thought about that because my mom, it was just me and my mom, and like she was taking the picture, and I didn't feel myself smiling. And I'm like, I don't know if I should be smiling, but I felt happy. So I'm cool with a smile.
Amy, did you see the picture?
I did. Yeah. And I was kind of like, okay, yeah, I guess. A lot of people probably take pictures with the grave.
Absolutely. Like, you see people go to Jim Morrison's grave, John Lennon's grave.
No, that's not the point.
Oh.
I think the grave's fine. Eddie, it looks like you have cotton candy ready to eat it. You're having so much fun.
You know what? On the actual stone, like, you can see people's lip marks where they've kissed the stone. And I'm like, that to me is over the top.
What do you think about the picture, Amy?
I mean... It's fine. It is a little weird how happy he is to be there. Because I feel like, I don't know, do you take a picture and make it a little more somber?
Yeah, I'm not going to act like I'm somber.
Yeah, yeah. Like you frown a little bit. Like
you do thumbs down.
Yeah.
Like, boo to death.
Boo. But I don't know. I mean, it's fine because it's a tourist stop. I mean...
Well, it's actually not. It's like just a cemetery.
Oh, it's not?
Nah. It's like, like there's just regular people around him.
Oh, wow.
Were there other people there at the grave?
Nope, just us.
Can you imagine being buried, like, right there next to Johnny Cash? That's cool.
And they're buried together, right?
Yeah, they're buried together, and then the Carter family's there, too.
Did you think about maybe throwing some confetti or something? Like, just having
like have a party.
There was a flower... No, so I wasn't trying to party. Like, there was a flower shop, and I thought, I was like, maybe I'll buy him a rose, like a black rose.
And he
was
lay it on there?
Yeah.
That'd be cool.
Would have been respectful. Listen, you do you.
What do you think, Bobby?
I thought the picture looked a little too smiley. He's in a Pizza Hut hat, and he's smiling like crazy.
Dang it. I didn't think about what I was going to wear before I left the house
for
this picture.
You're laying on someone's grave.
You're sitting on someone's grave having a party with pizza, it looks like, basically.
Dang it. I figured Johnny would be happy with that. I don't know.
Yeah. All right. Well, we'll put it up at BobbyBones.com. You can tell us what you think.
I thought you would enjoy that picture.
Listen, I think the going is fine to pay your respects. Like, I want to go to Graceland, but I'm not going to stand over Elvis Aaron Presley's grave and, you know, hip thrust, boomerang.
Okay, I got you, I got you. I get that. Since my baby left.
Yeah, Eddie, take a boomerang and go.
I don't know that I've ever seen anybody pose with a grave before.
I didn't think about that either, guys.
Like, you know what was weird for me, Amy, is when I went back from my grandmother who... I didn't know super well. One grandmother adopted me. I knew her really well. Another grandmother, who is my biological father, who I don't know well, is mother. I went to her funeral, and I felt like I needed to go. I respect. But people were coming up, like, next to the casket asking me to take pictures with them.
Mm-mm.
And then it was...
Oh, because you didn't want to be fresh off Dancing with the Stars.
Fresh. And I didn't want to be rude and say no. But also, do you smile? And I didn't want to...
Did you step aside? Like, I did. Should we not get the casket in the photo?
I did. That's, it was stepped aside.
That's awkward.
But I was taking them at the cemetery with people. It felt a bit weird. Yeah. But I didn't want to. Oh, it was
you
a weird
didn't
thing.
Want to tell them, like, hey, can we go somewhere else and do this?
Or like,
well, right in the middle of the cemetery.
Oh.
And it got a little. I mean, it's probably my fault when I put the Mirrorball trophy on the casket.
Okay, stop it.
No, you didn't. If you did that,
you're so dumb. That's
we
not
would
true.
Have to have a talk.
No, I didn't do that. But I'm just, I made a joke because it was uncomfortable for me. And I said yes. I took all the pictures, but I was like, do I smile? I'm in a cemetery. It's a whole thing. Anyway.
Wow.
Yeah, what would you do? What would you do?
I don't know. I guess I don't know. I mean, yeah, you don't want to be rude, but I would probably be like, really? Right now? At a funeral? Just kidding. I'd probably take a picture.
I did.
It's time for the good news.
With Lunchbox.
Tell me something good.
There's this little boy in Indiana. He had a bad, bad day. Goes to school, rough day, and he gets a lot of homework. He gets home, he's working on his math problems, and there's one math problem giving him a lot of trouble. So he's like, what can I do? I'm going to call 911 and ask for help. So he calls 911 and says, I'm having a bad day. I need help with my math homework. And the call dispatcher sat there and worked through the problem with him and got his homework done.
That's cool.
Yeah, it's cool. That could have went one of two ways. Either bonehead story of the day.
Yeah.
Or tell me something good. That's cool. I don't want any kids listening to this think they should call 911, though, for things like this. This is not a good example. It's a good example by the operator, because that is cool. It's a cool story by her. But, Amy, your kids can't call 911 to get homework help.
Yeah, I know.
Okay.
And hopefully they won't unless they hear this.
Yeah. Wait, do your kids listen?
Sometimes. I mean, sometimes they do, sometimes they don't. But it just depends, I guess.
What's the rule for them to listen, and when do they listen? Like, how do they listen?
I guess, well, they start school at different times each day, so it depends on when they get in the car, if we're on. And the drive to school is only, like, 10 minutes. So it just depends if there's music playing and commercials or if we're on. So that's the rule, is school. I mean, it just depends.
Have they figured out what you do yet?
I mean, they get now that they think I'm just popular because when we're out, we meet listeners. So they think I have a job that's popular. That's what they call it.
But they don't really know what you do, really?
Yeah, because they've come up here. I guess they get that I'm on the radio and that we have listeners. That's really it. I don't think they know that there's other people in radio. We're like the only people in radio. And that, Bobby, you're on TV a lot.
I wish we were the only people on the radio.
Yeah, no, but in their minds, I think that we are. We're like the radio people. Mm.
By the way, Amy has two kids, 11 and 8, that she adopted a little over a year ago. And so they're just kind of figuring everything out right now. I just wonder where they were in that. Lunchbox, is that it?
That's it.
All right, let's tell me something good. Thank you.
That was Tell Me Something Good.
Do you want to know why 2019 is the year of best fiends? Well, listen up. Hey, it's Bobby Bones. And like most people I know, finding things that make you happy is the secret to having a great year. That's why you should play Best Fiends. It's an amazing mobile game that will let you do just that. Have a ton of fun. Best Fiends is the 5-star rated mobile game with thousands of challenging, fun puzzles, tons of characters to collect. Our listeners have been obsessed with Best Fiends for over a year now, and I don't think it gets old. Having to think through each puzzle is very satisfying when you get it. And the best part is that everything's always different. It's fun to solve. It feels so good every time you beat that level, and there are even leaderboards in the game. So if you share it with your friends and family, you can always see how everyone's doing, and of course, make sure that you're ahead. Best Fiends can have some intense competition between friends and family, but it's all good fun, right? Take the Best Fiends Challenge now. All you have to do is download Best Fiends for free from the Apple App Store or Google Play today. That's friends without the R, Best Fiends, F-I-E-N-D-S, Best Fiends.
Folks, it's your buddy and mine,
Mr. Bobby Bones.
Let's go.
Transmitting across America.
This is the Bobby Bones Show.
That's right.
Now, here he is.
Turn it up.
Come on, Bobby.
I was reading a story about Matt LeBlanc, who was Joey on Friends, and he said he stole two things from the set of Friends. One was the foosball from the foosball table, because if you remember, when him and Chandler lived together, they had a foosball table they always played, so he stole the ball. And then on the inside of their apartment door, he stole the Magna Doodle. And so he didn't take it for himself, though. He said he stole it for an electrician that worked on Friends, because the electrician was the guy who drew this stuff on the Magna Doodle every week.
Oh, that's cool.
Yeah, do you know what else is cool about Friends? And it's the little things that you hear later on, is that Gunther, you know, the guy that works inside the coffee shop?
Mm-hmm.
He wasn't an actor. He just knew how to work the espresso machine, whatever that was. And he was just back there being quiet. He was never brought on to have, like, parts.
Oh, and then he, like, was obsessed with Rachel. Like, he had a part. That's crazy.
And then they ended up writing him a storyline.
Huh.
Right?
That's cool.
Isn't that pretty cool? I saw another story. It's after 8, so I can tell it. A spider bites an Australian man on the penis. Again.
Again?
Oh. I know, right? Because the first one, you go, ooh. Then you go again. You're like, is he trying to hook up with spiders?
Yeah.
A 21-year-old Australian tradesman has been bitten by a venomous spider on his ding-dong for a second time. The man was using a portable toilet on a Sydney building site on Tuesday when he suffered a repeat of the incident from 5 months ago. Let me say this. If a spider bites me on any part of my body, I'm probably covering that body outdoors for
at
the rest
times.
Of my life.
Mm-hmm.
This guy preferred not to use his last name. He said he was bitten pretty much on the same spot by a spider. I'm the most unlucky guy in the country at the moment. I was sitting on the toilet doing my business, and I just felt the sting that I felt the first time.
Ugh.
Dang.
There's something more to this, right?
I don't know. I hadn't thought about it until you said he might have a thing with spiders or...
Lunchbox, if a spider bites your ding-a-ling, do you think you're outdoors just chilling?
No, there you have to be letting it crawl around down there because... No, really.
No! No,
just listen. I mean, how is a spider going to crawl, let's say, shorts? How often until it crawls up there? You're going to feel it before it gets up there, crawling up your shorts.
He was using the toilet, though.
My point is, though, yeah. Eddie, that if he's on a toilet and it happens the first time, do you think he's getting on the toilet a second time the same way and the same thing happens again?
No, never again. You learn your lesson.
I think so.
Yeah, because the spider has to crawl from somewhere off the toilet to get there. It's not just jumping out of the air and landing there. That's what I'm saying. No matter where he is, from his shorts, like, he pulls his shorts down and it crawls out of his shorts. You're going to feel it before it gets there. He is placing it there for fun.
I don't know.
I don't know if that's the thing. Know.
He did say he was the most unlucky guy
twice?
In the country,
come on,
so.
Guys.
In 5 months, though, he had his ding-a-ling bitten by a venomous spider.
If that was the case, I don't think he would put the story out there because then people would be like, dude...
He didn't put his name out there.
Some people are weird.
Okay.
The Bobby Bones Show.
So, Amy and I know about what's about to happen. Lunchbox does not. And so, we've been calling it Lunchbox's Surprise. Now, there's an update that Lunchbox does not think he'll be flipping the coin at the Super Bowl anymore, right?
Correct, because, listen, we are only a few days away from the Super Bowl, and I have heard nothing about it. So, I'm like, listen, the Super Bowl's out. It is over. It's not happening. That dream that I've been telling everybody in my family, my friends, hey guys, look for me. You got to watch the coin flip. I'm flipping the coin. It's not happening, so I look like a fool.
Well, here is an update. That I was saying it was 99% done.
Yep.
It is now, as of today, it's 100% done. It is happening.
100%.
Boom.
Oh, my God.
Tell me.
Okay, we're at 100%.
Tell me.
Yeah, when are you going to tell him?
We're now at 100%. So.
I mean, okay, go ahead.
Well, he has a few more guesses. Lunchbox, what do you think your new guesses are? Because it is not flipping the coin to the Super Bowl, which I already told you it wasn't, but that's okay.
Right. Well, so, I mean, sometimes you say that reverse psychology, like, it's not it, but then it really is it kind of thing. So I thought that's what you're doing, but you were being honest. Number one, a Valentine's getaway for the wife and I. You are paying for us to fly somewhere for Valentine's and have a nice romantic getaway without the baby, and that is awesome of you.
I think that whatever this is bigger for you than that could be.
100%.
Wow. Okay.
You would, like, say you did get that offered to you. Once you got this real offer, you'd be like, never mind, I'm going to go do that.
Yeah, that right there is something awesome.
Yeah.
But you would go about your day and your life really wouldn't be changed except for, like, an awesome vacation.
Yeah.
Like, wow. I think the rest of your life will be different after this.
Oh, yeah. Like, based on what we know about you, your life has changed. Now that
yes,
we know it's
100%,
your life has already changed.
That's
you just
right.
Don't
Go
even
ahead.
Know it.
Okay. Second option. I'm working the red carpet for the show at the Grammys. Wow.
Bobby wouldn't let that happen.
Why?
Because he doesn't know anything about music, and he would represent the show.
But that would be amazing content.
But wouldn't that be funny,
yeah,
Eddie?
Yeah, so
yeah,
funny.
Hater...
That actually...
I don't know that's yeah. it.
But I don't think that would change Lunchbox's life.
Good well, because people would see my clips, they would go viral, and then I would be a sensation, is what I was thinking.
Oh.
I didn't think about that. I wasn't betting on the sensation thing happening. Okay. Yeah. And what's your third guess?
I'm waving the checkered flag at the Daytona 500.
That would be awesome.
That's what I'm saying. That's what I'm saying.
I think that what's happening is bigger than all three of those.
Wow.
Mm-hmm. You have to think.
Amy,
big.
Would you agree with that?
Yes, he's not thinking big enough.
Not thinking. Guys, those are huge. I mean, going to the Grammys and working the red carpet, I don't know what world you live in where that's not huge, but that's
it
huge.
It is huge. It's huge. But I think for you, listen to what I'm saying, Lunchbox.
Oh,
for
man.
You, what you're going to do in your mind is going to be huge, bigger than that.
All right. Well, so those were all, and these are all February because you said it's in February. So these are all things in February that
I did say that, right? The two hints that I gave Lunchbox, one in February,
and
two,
leave it on a private.
No, she we're not going flight on a, and hotel.
Yeah, never flight and hotel.
About a private plane. Just
trying to trick you into that.
What you call a private?
A private. I've never. Even, that sounds like a body part.
It does. Sounds dirty.
Man.
Now that you mention it, it does.
Like, I'm pretty
gross.
Sure that's what I call it to my kids.
Amy, do you have any other hint?
Real words with your kids.
Okay, how about this? I give them another hint.
Yeah, tell me. Well, that was a good hint.
He's thinking. He's thinking.
Give a minute.
Oh, I thought
I have like 100 hints, but I don't want to, because any hint I give is going to tip it off.
All right.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Ready?
Yeah. I'm just wait a minute. Give me a minute. Hold on. All right. Now I'm ready.
Let's see. Today is January 30th.
Yeah.
I'll tell you in the next. When's?
Tell me the date of the event.
My opinion is he needs to know sooner than later.
No. It'll be fine. I'm not worried about that.
What? You're not worried about
that? Trust me. No, trust me. I got the privies all lined up.
Yeah. Tell me the date.
All the privies. I'm not worried about him like not being able to go because he'll cancel whatever he has going on to do this.
Okay, I'm just going to say this, Lunchbox.
Okay.
Let me think about I don't have another hint for him.
I got a question. Do you have a date?
Tell me what you're thinking as a hint.
I'll give you a big hint.
A date won't affect you, Lunchbox.
A date won't affect you at all.
You never know. I may have co-ed soccer.
You'll quit soccer. you'll give it up for the rest of your life.
Yeah. Okay.
Wait, you never gave another hint.
I know.
And you just said you would.
His hint was he wasn't going to give me another hint.
Here's your hint. Okay. Here's your hint, Lunchbox. Ready?
Yes.
A lot of people will see you.
Okay.
Oh, my goodness.
Like, a lot.
A lot. Yeah. Hey, listen, it still could be the Super Bowl, man.
No, that's over with. I'm done with that one.
Okay.
Oh,
we're done for
now. Oh.
We're done for now.
I got it.
No, you don't have it, but we're done for now.
You don't know what I got. You don't know what just popped in my head.
I know. Maybe tomorrow, okay?
Yeah.
Okay, we'll come back.
Wait, tomorrow you may tell me?
Tomorrow, yeah, I might.
All right.
Probably not, but I might. You never know. I'll take your new guesses tomorrow. None of yours today are right, okay?
All right.
The Bobby Bones Show.
So what were you guys talking about?
Well, I was listening to Oprah's podcast, her Super Soul conversation, and she had a doctor on. And he pretty much was talking about how hospitals across America are now using maggots to clean wounds. Like,
is that weird to you?
Yes, it's weird to me. Because
the person who wants to do everything naturally and not through all medicine.
Okay. But to be fair, so my friend and I, we started to have a conversation about it. And then it was like, okay, would you be open to the maggots? Me, because I like to be more holistic, I will take the maggots. My friend, on the other hand, was so grossed out by it that she was willing to just probably have her foot amputated, which he said, the doctor on there said that could be the case. It's like, because Oprah was so grossed out, but he's like, well, Oprah, would you rather keep your foot or put a bunch of maggots on your leg?
No one's going to get their foot amputated instead of picking maggots.
I know. Well, my friend was being really dramatic, but I didn't know. I mean, I guess if you're really grossed out by that, like, you would maybe have to sedate me a little bit. A little bit, but I just found it fascinating that hospitals, like, they're turning to that more and more. I'm sure back in the day, people used, like, maggots and leeches and whatever, but now it's becoming a common thing. So if you go to the hospital and you've got something wrong and they suggest that to you, you probably should go for it.
That's funny that you heard that on a podcast. I mean, I listen to podcasts so much, and I have a podcast. Amy has a podcast. I was listening to a podcast called Disgraceland about music, and it's like a true crime meets famous musicians.
Ooh,
and
interesting.
Like, did you know Jerry Lee Lewis was married 5 times?
No.
And like some of his wives.
His cousin, right? I mean, didn't he marry his cousin?
That's the story that most people know about him. Before he like became a country music star, he married his like 14-year-old cousin.
Whoa.
And then he got busted. I mean, he got caught doing it.
He got caught marrying his 14-year-old cousin?
He got caught married to her.
Oh,
someone
they
looked at
they married on the down low? Oh, man.
Yeah.
This whole thing's
I mean, kind
weird.
Of.
Okay.
And so then he lost like his star because he did Goodness Gracious Great Balls of Fire. That was him. And then he bounced back and became a huge country star. He's still alive, by the way. He's in his 80s. But yeah, he was married to his cousin.
So
but
that's
yeah,
the I think crime part?
No, he's been married 5 times and a couple's wives ended up dead and they don't know much about it.
Whoa.
What?
That's crazy.
Oh, okay.
According to this podcast.
I mean, yeah, I'm pretty obsessed with podcasts too right now, especially true crime. Like, it's almost
and this
like,
was
I'm
like
addicted.
True crime. Yeah, it's like true crime meets. And there was one about Sam Cooke and how Sam Cooke died. It's a really good podcast. The story is that time Jerry Lee Lewis married Myra Gale Brown, his 13-year-old cousin.
Well, she just went down in age. You had her at
14. I know.
13, man, that's crazy.
Are you guys seeing this?
I don't.
Yeah, it was the daughter of J.W. Brown, his cousin and bass player in the band.
Hmm.
And 13. And then I was listening about Elvis. And when Elvis met Priscilla Presley, she was a teenager. She's like 14.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
And then he left her, like, locked up in the house and stuff. She couldn't leave.
Elvis Presley, the biggest rock star in the world, was dating a 14-year-old Priscilla, who would later become his wife. I mean, that's crazy.
Wait, but how old was he?
What do you mean?
Like an adult man.
He was in his 20s.
Oh, okay. Well, I don't know if he was, like, I don't know when he became famous, if he was 17. Then that wouldn't be that weird, but I mean, if he was an adult, that's crazy.
Anyway, my point is, we listen to a lot of podcasts around here.
What was that one called? Disgraceland?
Yeah, it's like Graceland, but it's Disgraceland.
Yeah, I get it.
Yeah. You can listen to Amy's Four Things with Amy Brown.
I don't have anything
on
like
the iHeartRadio app.
You can listen I need to incorporate some true crime into mine. That's what's popular right now.
You can listen to the Bobbycast. You know who's going to come by? Joy Williams from the Civil Wars. I think she's going to be by tomorrow night. And so she's not in the Civil Wars anymore, but that's how I was introduced to her.
Yeah.
So she's going to come by. Yeah, it's good. Eddie, listen to any podcasts?
No, I'm about to start the Warrior one that you were talking about with Aaron Hernandez. Gladiator. Yeah, Gladiator.
Yeah. Lunchbox, listen to podcasts?
I started Gladiator, Dirty John, Dr. Death. That's about
Dirty
it.
Dirty John. Ooh. That was a good one.
Did you finish? You finished?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. I was on the air talking about it.
Oh, I forgot. I forgot where you were. But what about Dr. Death?
I haven't started it.
Ooh, I'm done with that. So
and that's about a doctor who is like a fake doctor or what?
No, he's a real doctor. But he's Dr. Death.
Oh, yeah, he's a real doctor.
He's legit a real doctor.
But what does he do then that makes him so deadly?
Oh, you just...
You
I don't want
to
tell you.
Spoiler alert.
You have to listen. And listen, it will make you want to check the background of any doctor that's ever doing anything to you. And I want to know cases you've worked on, how many people are now paralyzed from you. And
you can't even tell me why this is a good podcast?
Do you want me to tell? Well, we don't want to give anything away. But if I tell you, it's going to give it away.
You
He's
telling
not
me...
Okay.
Yes, if you tell you, it's going to ruin it.
Yeah, I don't want to ruin it because you'll be listening. I don't want to take away thoughts that you'll have while you're listening.
Well, Bones, his name is Dr. Death, so you can probably guess.
So he maybe had some patients that died.
This is what it says. All physicians are taught, first, do no harm. But what happens when a doctor does harm to his patients?
What? That's a terrible description.
No, it isn't. It's not a terrible description.
I mean, he does do harm to his patients. Yeah.
The doctor's
okay, well,
job
anyway,
is
you can
to
check
not
out
kill
all these all these podcasts on the iHeartRadio app, and the app's free. Listen away right there. Everybody good? We started with maggots, and we ended up with Dr. Death.
I know. You never know where podcasts will take you.
Never know where we'll end up taking you either.
Oh, us, yeah.
All right.
Bobby Bones. Yeah.
So I'll give you the TV show. Tell me what state that TV show is set in.
Okay.
Oh,
very easy. We'll go to my left, my co-host, Bess's friend. There she is, Amy, everybody.
Yeah!
Amy. Over to my right in his Kansas Jayhawks hoodie. When's the last time you shaved?
A few weeks, probably.
A few weeks ago. The lunchbox, everyone. There he is. And over to my far, far, far right, 90 degrees, is our video producer, Producer Eddie. Hi, Eddie.
Come on. How you doing?
Hey.
There he is. Okay, Amy, ready?
Yes.
First up, tell me the state Seinfeld is in. What state is Seinfeld in?
New York.
Correct. If you miss it, you're eliminated.
Oh, wow.
Wow.
Lunchbox.
Yep.
What state is Breaking Bad in?
New Mexico.
Show me New Mexico.
Yes. Ooh, good one.
Ooh. Eddie, what state is The Office in?
Pennsylvania.
Nice. Everybody's in. Everybody's in. All right. Round two. Amy, what state is the Brady Bunch in?
Ooh. That's tough.
California.
Show me California. Yes, wow. There it is. There it is. Lunchbox.
Yep.
What state is the Andy Griffith Show in?
What? Excuse me?
The Andy Griffith Show.
Georgia.
Oh, I'm sorry. Anybody else know the answer?
No.
North Carolina.
Really?
Mayberry. Yeah, it's out of Raleigh.
Okay, all right. Didn't know that.
Lunchbox has been eliminated. Eddie.
Come on.
What state is the show Cheers in?
Ah, Massachusetts.
All right, you two are left. Amy.
Yeah.
What state is the show The Golden Girls based in?
Okay, this one's tricky because the actual house is in California, but the show is based in Florida.
Florida, yeah.
Is that right?
Yeah, like Miami.
Yeah.
Eddie.
Come on.
Family Matters.
Oh, yeah. The start of the show goes Chicago. Illinois.
Yeah, there you go. Woo!
I like
what we're doing here. Amy, ready?
Yeah.
The Walking Dead. What state?
Georgia.
Yes.
That would have gotten me.
Eddie, That 70s Show.
Wisconsin!
Yeah! I would not have gotten that.
Amy, South Park.
South Park! Ohio!
No. Eddie, the answer, by the way, is Colorado. All the snow, the mountains.
Didn't know that.
Yeah. Eddie.
What?
To win, The Wire. What state is The Wire in?
I know this.
Go ahead.
You
I know
do?
This.
For the win,
I know
Eddie.
This. Somebody I know used to watch this. It's Baltimore. Maryland. Oh, Maryland.
Show me Maryland for the win. All right, how many more of these can you name? Eddie, Home Improvement. Michigan, Detroit.
That's right.
Parks and Rec. Indiana. Smallville.
Nebraska.
Kansas. Boy, you guys would have messed
with that. It's a good thing we didn't go to those.
Mary Tyler Moore Show.
Oh, yeah, that's Milwaukee.
Minnesota. Fargo.
Well, North Dakota.
There you go. And Grey's Anatomy.
Hey, yeah, Chicago.
Washington.
Seattle, Washington.
There you go. Eddie's our big winner. There he is.
The Bobby Bones Show.
Here's Amy's pile of stories.
So I have America's top fears, and I want to see if it matches anybody in this room.
Okay, commitment. Oh, is that on there?
I mean, honestly, I'm looking at a long list of things, but I wasn't going to go over all of them, and commitment isn't even on the long list.
Oh, no.
I don't even think that's me.
I don't think that's me anymore. That's just a joke I make. Probably because like 5 days ago, it's probably like that. But not new me, though.
No.
Mm-hmm. No. What's at number three?
You. The dentist.
Yeah, the needles at the dentist. I get that. Yeah. Number two?
Heights. That's me.
Okay.
I'm scared of heights. And then the number one fear, snakes.
Yeah.
I hit two of those three. I hit dentist and heights. I don't like heights at all. I don't mind snakes.
You don't
I grew
mind
up in
snakes?
The woods. Nah. Did speaking in public come up on the list?
Yeah, but it's down at like number 7. So
that was number 1 for a long time.
I know, and I feel like a lot of people that I know, that's their biggest fear.
Yeah.
But not for us.
I think people just say that. I don't think their biggest fear is literally speaking in public.
No, okay. So like my sister, for example, she's at night. She can have a conversation. She can talk about whatever. She's funny, great person, storyteller. You put her in a public speaking situation or on a microphone, like if she's come on this show before, her chest gets really red. She starts breaking out. She's freaking out.
I'm not saying people like it. I'm saying it's just not the biggest fear. I would say
death. Yeah.
Yeah. You know, things like that. People are like, speaking in public is my biggest fear. No. You know what's your biggest fear?
Turbulence.
Getting in a car crash. Yeah. All right. What else?
Okay. So I know who's going to win the Super Bowl.
Okay. Please tell us all.
And I even know the score.
The score is going to be, the Rams are going to come back from behind. They're going to be behind, and they're going to make a comeback, and they're going to beat the Patriots 30-27.
And where did you get this information from?
Madden. Every year, they put it out.
Oh, someone... No, they, so what they do is they just play the game on Madden.
Oh.
Like, you just set up, and you let them play each other. Yeah.
Okay, and then that's the outcome?
So that's what they're saying?
Okay, yeah. And, I mean, you have to take into account that Madden was wrong last year. But
it's a video game. They're just like simulating the game.
Well, they do it every year, so I thought I'd give you that update in case you're making some bets. Anybody betting on the Super Bowl?
No, I'm not. No? I don't really bet that much
but
anymore, unless it's on this show.
Do you do the fun bets? Like
The prop bets. No, because you have to go on a gambling website, and then you have to get paid in Bitcoin, and it's a whole thing.
Yeah. Like, how long is the national anthem going to be? And,
I know. It's fun to talk about, but I don't do that.
I always like to, what color of Gatorade are they going to dump on the coach's head? Okay. Apple is in early talks with video game developers to start a service that would be like Netflix, but for games. So pretty much you would pay a subscription fee, and then you would get access to whatever they offer. There's not really details yet on when it's going to come out, but... I mean, could be pretty cool if you're into games.
No, it'd be massive if they can pull it off.
That's cool.
It'll be bigger than Netflix.
Oh, because gaming is so big.
And expensive.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yep.
Okay, well, I just thought I'd let y'all know that could be coming from Apple. I'm Amy, that's my pile. Bobby Bones. Yeah.
Show. Here's a story. And this is good news for Lunchbox, I guess. It says there really aren't a lot of health benefits from washing your hands after going to the bathroom.
What? Oh, no. Say that again. Who was right? Lunchbox.
It said really aren't a lot. If there's just one, I'm in.
Thank you.
Yeah.
Official
I'll
said
just one.
There aren't a lot of studies that prove washing your hands will protect you from illness.
Huh. So, I accept your apology. You're welcome.
But there are studies that say everything all the time. I just read it and thought I would share that. And I'm not apologizing. I'm always going to wash my hands after I go to the bathroom.
Okay, well, that's you and I'm me, and I go with science, and I believe in science, and these doctors
you go with science.
Yep, these doctors are smarter than me.
All right, Amy, what's going on today?
Well, I have some panel speaking thing that you're going to be at. We're doing that, and then going to get a glass of wine with one of our people that's in town from New York, like right after.
A glass of wine, huh?
Well, I assume we'll get wine. I don't know. I need to ask her, but... Yeah, wine. She's like, she helps me with my podcast a lot, so I'm just going to go hang out with her and catch up for like an hour before my nanny leaves.
How much does a glass of wine cost?
Ooh, that depends.
I mean, that could be anywhere from, if you get the house, like sometimes they have a house special, so that could be $5, $6, and then you could go big and go $12.
So what's the most expensive glass of wine you've ever had at a restaurant?
Ooh.
Ooh, let me think.
That you've paid for. I don't know anything about wine.
I would say I tend to be like, I think I probably paid 15.
Oh. For a glass?
No! Yeah, one glass, but it was a generous four.
That's a case of beer, Bones.
Yeah,
okay,
but...
I don't drink beer either,
well,
so that's...
Just so you know, I'm painting the picture.
Okay, but that was at a really nice place, and I was obviously there, and we were indulged. I mean, I don't even know. That might have been the cheapest glass at this place.
Well, I can't judge. When I was... in Hawaii, I had a $9 coconut lime virgin special. Yeah.
So it didn't even... How much it would have been with alcohol.
No idea.
Probably $20.
They were like, that'd be $9, sir. And I was like, it's just coconut juice with a lime in it. So I don't know. I'm not judging. I just don't know what alcohol costs, really. What, like, if you go to a restaurant, what's an expensive bottle of wine?
I don't know the brand.
Is it like a club where they mark everything way up because you're at a venue?
Yes.
I'm sure, yes. You could probably go buy that bottle. Yes. You're going to buy a bottle at a restaurant, and you could march yourself across the street to a little wine store and probably pay half.
Could you take it in your purse?
Like to go?
Like a whole big, you mean show up. Okay. Some
like the movies. Yeah.
Some venues are BYOB. Like, bring your own, whatever. There are restaurants I've been to where you can bring your own bottle of wine. Yeah.
Most, though, aren't. They frown on that?
No, because that's like a huge... Alcohol is like a moneymaker.
Okay.
Why would you...
Don't know much. Flew all through the night last night. Got here and did the show. I'm going to get a little nap. And then we have a bunch of people from our company in for a whole seminar that... I don't know what I'm doing. I'm supposed to go speak and lead it off. And take the mirror ball or something.
Oh, the mirror ball's going.
Hopefully they make me do a dance.
Oh, that'll be interesting.
Yeah. All right, thank you guys. We'll see you tomorrow. Have a wonderful day. Tomorrow, Eddie's Krispy Kreme challenge where he's got to go run 2 miles, eat a dozen donuts, run 2 miles, and if he can do it in 1 hour, he wins $100.
I'm going to try not to throw up. Oh, my goodness.
All right. That's tomorrow morning. We will see you then. Bye, everybody.
Yeah. The Bobby Bones Show.